Earth Science in English. Comprehension. 3,000 years ago, 1000 BCE, before the Common Era, the Earth's human population totaled only several million. The pyramids of Egypt had already been weathering in the desert for 1,600 years, and Homer, the great Greek poet, was compiling the Iliad and the Odyssey. In Homer's day, astronomers of the Mediterranean region knew the difference between stars and planets. They had observed that the positions of the stars remained fixed relative to one another, but that the whole star field slowly revolved around a fixed point, while the planets moved relative to the stars and to each other, etching seemingly complex paths across the night sky. In fact, the word planet comes from the Greek word planes, which means wanderer. Despite their knowledge of the heavens, though, astronomers of Homer's day did not realize that the Earth itself is a planet. Greek philosophers believed the Earth to be a flat disk with land toward the center and water around the margins. This disk lay at the center of a celestial sphere, beneath a dome to which the stars were attached, and above an underworld governed by the fearsome god Hades. Placing the Mediterranean region at the center of the universe must have made the ancient Greeks feel quite important indeed. Philosophers of the day toyed with numerous explanations for the sun. To some, it was a burning bowl of oil, and to others, a ball of red-hot iron. Most philosophers favored the notion that movements of celestial bodies represented the activities of gods and goddesses.